everybody! Welcome to everyone's favorite time of the week! That's right! It's What Did I Order? Where the weirdness gets really weird, and things are always going unexpectedly. Now let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's Heath!
Welcome back to What Did I Order? That's right, the Sensei of Fuckery is right back with you. How are you guys doing this weekend? I'm recording on Mother's Day. You know, one of those things, it's been a long weekend, and you just try to get things knocked out. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good in the hood. You know, there's plenty of stuff for us to joke around about, plenty of stuff for us to talk about. We're just going to jump into it. So, guys, like we always say around here, hit the static.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby.
So much to kind of talk about, so much to kind of go over. I guess the big thing for me that really hit off is, like, guys, when I was a kid, I loved Mega Man. Loved Mega Man. It was one of my favorite games. I was never, like, I can't remember all the different characters and everything, but I just loved it. And I remember, you know, in recent memory, it's now like a giant, like a Crunch Gym, and it used to be a Hobby Lobby, but back in the day, it was a Kmart. And I remember getting a Mega Man action figure at this Kmart, and it was the only Mega Man action figure I had. I didn't have any other things, but, you know, he had fists, and that was, like, the first action figure I can remember having the ability to, like, change out hands, because, you know, it was a regular hand, or you can switch it out for a blaster, and I don't even remember who made that, but it was so awesome. So, guys, we've got images from the, the Jada Toys Mega Man's Wave 1 and 2. So, Wave 1 is, like, real images, you know, you got Mega Man, Iceman, and Fireman, which is awesome. Don't necessarily care for the Iceman whatsoever. I remember that being frustrating in the little bit I played, but Fireman was just a cool design. So I'm definitely going to be trying out Mega Man, and if Mega Man's awesome, we're going Fireman. But I think where it really hits off and you get into the cool part is the mock-ups for Wave 2. Now, first of all, if you've seen this image, you can tell that, like, they don't change a whole lot of the packaging for Wave 2 on these, like, mock-up images. They just put the names down there, and it's, like, the exact same images for Mega Man, Iceman, and Fireman, but they show, like, digital renders of Bomb Man, which is so cool. Then Electric Man, which I really like how the Electric Man mock-up shows, like Electric Man, like, his eyes off to the side, and the effect there is pretty cool. But then, like, the champion of champions, Cut Man. I don't know what it is about Cut Man that I just remember liking so much. Maybe it was the design, maybe it was the scissors on the heads, but it looks like those, where you have two heads, you can take that Cut Man and, like, switch that decoration off to the head or use it as, like, a projectile. But, man, I'm hoping this is a cool Mega Man. I'm hoping these guys are easy to find. If you know anywhere where these things are pre-orderable at, let me know. Hit me up, because I'm interested. But like I said, I really want to try the Mega Man out, and if that one's good, like I said, Fireman and Cutman are easy pickups for me. I'm not the biggest Street Fighter, so I haven't picked up, or I haven't even looked for any of the Street Fighter stuff, but if you guys have picked that out, I've heard nothing but great things as far as articulation, the designs, so that just tells me that this is pretty cool. And I know a lot of people have really fallen in love with the Jada toys. What's it? Their Universal Monster line. Those old Universal Monster lines are cool. I appreciate the designs, but it's one of those things that, like, my spooky stuff that I'm into, like, that doesn't really fall into, so I haven't really looked them up. I've eyeballed the Invisible Man so many times, but I haven't picked it up. I don't know why. I should probably. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I was like, when I get done recording this and editing this, I'm probably going to hop online and order that Invisible Man, because it's such a cool design. I like the sleep pants. I like the head options. Man, am I talking myself into buying a toy right here while I'm recording? That's stupid. I got to save my money. So I've already gone over some of this back from like the Valifair stuff, but you know, we're getting some re-releases of the very first Wave 1 in their special deployment series. That's going to be Condor, Bone Collector, and Carrick. And we're also going to be getting in the special deployment, it's going to be the Sand or Desert camouflage looking suit for their basic figures, plus a armor pack for that, or not armor pack, but a gear pack for that. Those are currently have pages up on the Valiverse website. They're marked as coming soon. So, and it's been indicated that the Bobby Valley guy is probably going to just, you know, toss those up and send out an email in the next day, like, order freely at this point in time. So if you guys are Valiverse fans, definitely make sure you're signed up for the old Valiverse newsletter. But to be honest with you, like I said, I'm really out of the 1/12 scale military line at this point in time. Hasn't been a whole lot of stuff I've been feeling. I might pick up one of those gear packs, just cause. But seriously, if anybody out there knows anybody that's going to Joe Fest, I think that I am pretty good on most military figures besides the Joe Fest exclusive Eclipse from the Valiverse stuff. And so if anybody's going to Joe Fest, hit me up. I will PayPal you some money up front. If you'll pick me up one of those figures, and then, you know, we'll talk about shipping and handling. You just send it straight my way. One thing I keep finding irritating, though, is, like, they keep, like, oh, guys, get ready for a big announcement. We're going to tell you what you can do with those action points. I was like, I know what you can do with those action points. You can shove them right up your ass, because, like, why are you guys being so secretive? Building anticipation when you guys aren't doing a new buck this entire year. It's just going to be re-releases. Oh, man, that stuff is irritating to me. But at the same time, there's the intrigue. You know, it's like, you know, I'm not an inbox collector, so I'm ready to cut up these boxes of something cool. But at the same time, I'm like, just tell me. Why are you going to keep dragging this out? Stop dragging it out. And sometimes I appreciate anticipation. I'm just not appreciating it right now. I think it's because of the mentality that I'm in, where I'm like, I'm ready to be done with this. And if it's something cool, maybe I'll use those action points. If not, maybe I sell them.
Why can't you see what you're doing?
Generally don't have a whole lot to bring up, but, you know, every so often, the Four Horsemen Studios, the creators of Mythic Legions, and soon everybody will start having those Cosmic Legions in, as, you know, they've got their Figure Obscura line, and we got emailed the other day, and I love how they do the Figure Obscura line. Hey, Saturday, this time, we're tossing up a figure. Here's a little sneak peek, and I'm seeing all these scrolls and these this writing on there. It's like, oh man, look at that. And I'm like, I'm trying to be conspiracy theory sleuth detective here. I'm seeing Agent Wright, and I'm like, yep, I'm in the wrong mentality, because I'm like, dude, they're making an Aang that less Airbender Avatar, right? No, far from it. But still, you know, I've been watching a lot of Avatar, and I'll admit, like, I think I like Aang as Avatar a lot more than I like Korra. And The Legend of Korra is amazing, but we're into the last season, and we're dealing with a lot of the PTSD stuff, and it's like, whoo, this is heavy. Like, I'm trying to explain to my son, like, sometimes when you go through something, it messes you up, and that's a hard concept. And, like, yeah, there's going to be people that are like, you know, some things aren't for children, and I get that. I totally get that one. But I really feel like a Nickelodeon cartoon is for kids. I haven't checked out the rating. I don't know what came out. But, you're like, you know, we're watching this. It's been pretty fun. But I think the whole story with Aang is so much more, like, entertaining for me. But I'm loving seeing all of Aang's companions coming back and popping up. You know, they're so much older in this one. You know, Zuko riding around with his dragon. That was awesome. But, yeah, back to what I was talking about. The figure obscura is not Aang, the last airbender. It was Sun Wonku, the Monkey King. Sun Wonku. Sun Wonkong, the Monkey King. And this is really cool. Two different heads, four interchangeable head plates for all, or for both those heads. One head is accompanying the phoenix wings that he wears. Tons of hands and feet options. You know, I mean, it's a monkey, so yeah, it's awesome that you get shoe options for him. I mean, just mad appreciation for this whole drop. And at $60, that's not bad. The problem I have now, though, is like, they're not shipping until like the end of next month. That was like the cool thing about the figure obscura. Hey, we're dropping a new figure. You guys jump in, do these pre-orders, and then boom, we're going to start tossing them out on Monday. Not the case. Maybe I misread the email, I don't know, but I just thought that was a little bit on the wonky side. I think it was so much cooler when you have like the wham bam, thank you ma'am, we'll see you next time around.
You say you hate the smell of cigarette smoke. You only used to smoke when you drank. When you lived in Chicago and chew where the wind blows.
Some of you have heard this one before, but a couple is suing a country singer for canceling his concert last minute. And I think, A, it's a ridiculous lawsuit. But dude, it's not a bad idea, because apparently what happened was the singer had been out day drinking, playing golf, just getting sloshy, and they didn't announce that he wasn't performing until the concert was going, like his opening act was up going on. And maybe, like, part of me, like, respects the fact, like, hey, instead of canceling this one for my opening acts, let them get out there. But, when you're really wanting to see that one artist, most of the time you don't care about the opening act. Like, very few people are real, like, music people that will go and appreciate the opening act. Like, you want to know, like, somebody's single, and then you go, and, like, you know the songs for that person you're wanting to see. Like, I'm assuming, you guys know I'm a pretty hardcore music person, so generally if there's an opener, I want to say I'm cool. If not, I'll find something to do, just like if it's a shitty opener. And sometimes I'll even give a shitty like recording artist an opportunity, because one thing if you guys don't remember, Kiss might be one of the biggest bands of all time, but Kiss didn't get a whole lot of play until they put out their live album, because like the energy of Kiss wasn't captured in the recordings. It was just like, so Kiss really blew up like when they put out their live album. So yeah, I liked checking out bands live, like, what was it, Dead to Fall? I wasn't a Dead to Fall guy until I saw him opening for him, so I'm like, wow, these guys are so much better than the recording is. But back to what I'm saying. So, this couple is now suing them, and they're not just suing for the cost of the ticket, they're suing for, like, they bought new outfits for the concert, they got a babysitter, they got a hotel room, they're putting everything in there. I thought, you know, at the end of the day, that is what costs these people, it's what costs, you know, is going on with their lives, just come see this guy cancel the show. That's crazy. But things change. I haven't been to a concert, like, or I can't think of been to like a real concert since I've been a father. I've been to like plenty of plays. You guys know that I'm like, you know, me and the old accountant have season tickets up to the Dallas play show or whatever the fuck it is. So I've been to that, but like I guess that is a concert, and we do the same thing. If, you know, you were to cancel, you know, rent on us last minute after I've already got the babysitter and I've already bought dinner and I've already been in Dallas, I'd be pissed too. I'm not sure about Sue over it, but, you know, it is what it is.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
That's some good coffee right there. You know who's got good coffee? Not a whole lot of people. Like, legitimately, at some of these branches, I'm tired of trying to find good coffee. It's at this point in time, you're like, it's drinkable coffee. But I do enjoy Dutch Bros. A little too sweet, you know it is. But here's my problem when it comes to Dutch Bros. And I'm, like, gonna be legit with you guys. It's the lid. It's the lid to the coffee. Think about every gas station you've been to, Mickey D's, Chick-fil-A, Sonic, the Burger King. You get a cup of coffee, it's a flat lid. But you go to Dutch Bros, it's not a flat lid. I swear, it feels like you're trying to suck that coffee out of a tiny dick when you look at the lid. And then there's the inspirational quote, and it's like, yo, bitch, what's going on here? I got this, like, keep drinking, it's just gonna get better. Like, while I'm sucking on this mini dick. I'm not sure, man. It's terrifying. The coffee's good, man, but the lid's not. I'm starting to freak out a little bit. And you know, guys, I say you do you, boo-boo, but that's not one of those things I do. I don't care how big or how small. I'm not in on that one. And let me tell you right now, I think cocksucker is one of the most amazing, you know, slang words to put somebody down. But at the end of the day, cocksuckers are angels sent from the Lord above. Like, when somebody is willing to do that one, because that ain't something I'm willing to do. I'm not even trying to do it on myself. So when you get a good cocksucker going, like, oh, my Lord. So don't think that I'm disparaging people that suck dick. I'm just saying it's not for me. That's why this lid is really freaking me out. I'm thinking about tossing that lid out the window every time I get Dutch Bros coffee and just taking the chance I'm going to hit a bump and put this hot coffee in my lap. Hey, let's even get sound effect and, you know, tossing a round of applause here for all the people that suck dick. Because those, you know, angels over there. Angels. Toss it out to the old Todd Father, old Daddy Mac. DC Multiverse showing off images for the Sinestro Corps Batman. You know, that was one of those things I remember, like, when everything was going through with Darkest Nights. I'm like, what's Batman? Is Batman Rage? Like, no, Batman is fear. Obviously, he's Sinestro Corps. Did you guys remember, like, that, like, reveal? And it's like, yeah, he doesn't work off hope. He does work off a basis of fear. That's why the suit's black and he is terrified. Terrifying people. We got the Superman, McFarlane exclusive, Toy Store, Unchained, silver and red armor. That's pretty cool. That's probably the best that armor's ever looked. That's going to be, like I said, a McFarlane store exclusive. Cool stuff there. Really feel like they've slowed down a lot as far as, like, the reveals, but dude, when you're just slanging out, you know, banger after banger. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, I ran up on the Vampire Batman at Walmart the other day. I was like, shit, this looks cool. I like that axe. But hey, I mean, when it comes to McFarlane horror figures, you know, let's just give them a golf clap because that's what they do.
The way you move your hands across my body, I'm kissing you in a hotel lobby. Baby, I don't want to lose this feeling.
If you've heard this one before, the toy community is up in arms once again about finding out that a new action figure has been found in another country other than North America first. Why do all these other countries get these action figures first? We never get a chance to get an action figures. Ah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, images have surfaced up of a G.I. Joe Arctic Bat from the Classified line. And hey, I like this. Same body, different head, different accessories. It's got like a long rifle or a sniper rifle. I like the new head. That looks cool. Even though, like I said, I'm out that 1/12 scale. You know, sometimes I see those bats and I'm like, man, I could get another bat. You know, it's before I think of military, when I see a bat, I think of a badass robot. And I never said I was out of the collecting robot action figure line. So, like, shit, man, I might want to get an Arctic Bat off of my plastic crack addiction and how I can sling things around.
So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
Really into The Last of Us and the clickers. You guys gotta go check out the 5K toy pre-orders for their clickers. They look awesome. Also, when you're there, maybe check out the Weekly Toys, 1/12 scale Atomic Hearts twins left. Super cool. Like, love a good robot. I told you guys that. I love a good robot. And if there's one thing I can say right now, that's a good robot. Like, let's not go ahead and just not freak out, because, like, if I have to be honest with you guys, it's one of those things, like, where you see, like, female-shaped robots, it's like, oh, this is a degenerate type of thing, because, like, who would put boobs on a robot? Who would put boobs on a robot? And it's like, oh, a crazy person would put boobs on a robot, but that's what the people from the Atomic Hearts universe did. They put boobs on a robot, and it's not just, like, boobs. They put, like, a latex suit on it, and then give it fake hair, and then it's got that red star in the middle of it, so you know it's a commie. But yeah, it's supposed to be one of the Atomic Twins left, but, you know, just straight off the bat, like, love the whole deal. It's kind of like that retro vibe, then that old school hair. You got additional hands with, like, the claw fingers, which is so cool. I like that whole concept. Even, but one of the images they put in the, is, like, the thing looking down at you, like, just so it's, like, fake boobs and, like, from the crotch area. It's like, why are you sexualizing that? Toe articulation... weird, like, you know, shout out to the Toy Migos page. Go check out their, like, images of this one. Like, there's even, like, the sexy, like, Burt Reynolds on a bearskin rug naked pose. They have this thing doing with the hand on the crotch. It's like, okay, first of all, it's a toy. Second of all, it's a robot. There's nothing sexual here. Like, how many of you guys are really sitting here like, man, in the future, I'm gonna be banging robots? Nobody that listens to this thinks that, because you guys are well-adjusted, you know, mentally stable toy collectors that just happen to be nerds listening to podcasts, listening to a crazy person that's not mentally stable ranting about toys and the stupidity of things. And you guys are not out there thinking about how much easier it would be to fuck robots. You're like, I get that real ass. Or you're sitting there like, you know, sometimes I just like the feeling of sucking dick, so I go to Dutch Bros Coffee. And I get the large and go to town in that lid. But you guys aren't sitting here thinking about, like, making sexy poses with your robot action figures. But yeah, you got several hand options here, a blast effect, or several blast effects, and some removable stars. You gotta assume if they're doing the twinsies here, this is left, you're gonna get righty, and righty wears a leather jacket for some reason. That's right, righty wears a leather jacket. We can't go on together, this suspicious mind, it's suspicious. To the pervert out there that had to post up the images, we got a two-pack from the Marvel Legends team. I don't remember anything about this prior to this week, but they dropped some images of a Moondragon and comic Drax the Destroyer figures, and somebody had to zoom in, like, you know, do the old enhance, and they're complaining that they didn't finish sculpting Moondragon's cleavage. Dude, what's wrong with you? You can't be hanging out with those people. Obviously, I think that this is a beautiful design. I love the colors that they use for this Moondragon outfit. I'm in a teal phase right now. Just to let you guys know some things about my personal life. I've always been a big fan of blues and the shades of blue, but I'm a teal fan at the moment. Then Drax the Destroyer. This is a big boy. I don't know what buck this is on. Obviously, it's going to be a reuse, but I like the head sculpt. I like the cape. I like the purples. I like the greens. But, yeah, it's cool stuff here. Oh, let's give a round of applause to that Dungeons & Dragons team over at Hasbro. So, a couple years ago, they did the... maybe it was the Hasbro Pulse exclusive Dungeons & Dragons. It's kind of what they were saying, like, hey, we're going to be doing Dungeons & Dragons action figures. And it was the deluxe set of the Dritz and, man, what was that Black Panther's name? I can't remember. But, you know, two head options. There were sword options. You had the Black Panther, some dice. I mean, it was cool. It was a great except I skipped over it because I'm like, why? Like, if they're just doing this, it's not going to mesh in with the other stuff in this one. But now, guys, they're going to be re-releasing Dreads as a single, but it's a deluxe single. And the great thing about it is, it's, even though it's a deluxe single, it's not crazy on that pricing. It's going to be $30 as opposed to like $32 or something like that. They have stated that they have worked with the creator of Dritz to, you know, get like the colors and things right. But you're getting a green cape, some sort of green jewel, only one head, one hair option. I think that, like, I like this hair option. You know, sometimes as an action figure collector, it's like, hey, man, I've got, like, all these action figures that have, like, windswept hair, and if I'm trying to display them on the same case, but this guy's hair is going left, this guy's going right, what am I going to do, put Storm in front of them? All these people are on this side, all these... No, like, so sometimes I don't like the windswept hair, but gray and maroon armor, I love the maroon armor, the gold detailing on, like, the rivets for the armor, and then, the, like, the gold buckles on the straps. I think they did a great job with this Dritz. You get one, like, slashing effect for the sword. Cool stuff here. So that's going to be part of the Dungeons & Dragons Golden Archive Wave. Digging it. You guys feeling it? There's, like, somebody that hasn't done a lot of reading into the lore of Dungeons & Dragons. Are there characters you guys want to see? Like, you know, hit me up. Let me know. Last week, the accountant ran off to California for some sort of medical management conference. I was like, oh, cool, whatever. But they wanted to put me in and have me, you know, help coach the soccer team, since she is one of the coaches. I don't know much about soccer, but so, you know, if she's not going to be there, I'll coach, I'll help. Like, you know, let's run these kids. You know, it's soccer, it's a lot of running, let's do endurance training. And they're like, hey, these kids are running too much. 4 quarters at 12 minutes apiece, Pop. You think they're not going to be running that game? We need to do some wind drills. These kids need to be ready to run. You can't be just standing in practice. That's not how this works. But apparently I'm not the coach, so, you know, I was just filling in, so I can't be running these kids. You know what happened? Those kids got outpaced. Suspicious. So the other day, I was doing some yard work, and my buddy's sending out a text. It's a group text that me and somebody's having. He's like, man, my customer gave me a pop brownie. Should I go ahead and eat it now, or should I wait until I get home? I stopped the lawnmower because it's hot, and I'm like, okay. I kick my feet up, and I'm like, well, what's your levels on that thing? You know, maybe you should wait until you get to the house, or, you know, if it's not too crazy, go ahead and talk to Jesus while you're driving home. And then he sends off a picture. And it's a brownie that's been baked into, like, a small, like, little potter. Like, a little plant potter. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. Oh, like, that's great. Because at first I'm like, who's just handing out pot brownies? I need to go to this place. And that got me thinking. I was like, because I was doing a bunch of yard work that week. I was like, man, I wish I had a pot brownie. Like, legitimately have, you know, get high, mow my yard. And then I was like, nah, it's probably a better chance that I don't. Because I'd be out there, like, mowing crop circles into my yard. Putting demonic symbols or something like ridiculous, like just mow a dick into my own front yard, like I don't like have neighbors. What's the most ridiculous thing you guys have ever done while high on edibles? What you were like when you got a little high, just for tonight, just for know that the human butthole can stretch up to 7 inches? I just found that out. I don't know, like, I wouldn't need to know that one, just because I've never thought about stretching mine, but it will stretch up to 7 inches. What it will not do, and what the human butthole cannot do, is hold a butt plug with a metal core in it in place if you're in an MRI machine. The amazing things that a butthole can do, it cannot stop metal being shot by a gigantic magnet in an MRI machine up and out of your torso. Yeah. So, I'm calling bullshit on this whole story, but, yeah, if you guys haven't seen it, there's things going around about dude wore what he thought was 100% silicone butt plug into an MRI machine. First of all, it's an MRI machine. They're not x-rays. It's going to get an image of everything. So if you're wearing a butt plug, they would know you're wearing a butt plug. But if it's got a metal core in there, yeah, it's going to do a lot of fucking damage inside there. It should be an obviously fake story, but I'm hoping nobody was dumb enough to do that one. And that's just crazy. That'd be a class action lawsuit on your hands, you know, if you advertise a 100% silicone butt plug and there's a metal core into it that, you know, rockets out to the dude's chest from his butthole through his chest into that thing. Probably not even from, like, the manufacturers of, you know, the MRI or the owners of the MRI machine, but also the guy, hopefully, if he lives. Alright guys, that is it for me today. I've got to go finish up my Star Wars 4th of July Battle Pass on Fortnite. A lot of good things have come in from this the Star Wars collaboration in Fortnite, but the thing about it was you had the basic set of stuff that you can unlock by doing the Star Wars missions. But you could also pay for an additional battle pass. So I did use the V-Bucks and do that one. And I am itching so much closer to unlocking Darth Maul. One of the big things on this one are Phase 2 clone troopers. So in the store, well, there's 501st and the 212th Battalion troopers that you could buy two of them for like $800. So it was a great deal on V-Bucks. And I like stormtroopers. I like clone troopers. I like Phase 2 clone troopers a whole lot, so I'm like, okay, easy. And then but they put the generic Phase 2 trooper at the end of that battle pass, and then, like I said, you unlock the additional page of it, Darth Maul's at the end of it. So I'm working towards Maul and the shiny. I don't think I'd be working towards the shiny, but unlocked the Coruscant Guard. I've unlocked the Ahsoka trooper, so there's, you know, plenty of skins and emotes and things, but getting closer and closer to Maul, so I'm a fan of that one. But yeah, that's what I'm gonna go do. Guys, Mother's Day is tomorrow. I want you guys to all, you know, do something special for your moms. Do something special for your partners, if they're moms. If they're not moms, maybe make them moms. You know what I'm talking about? Just get in there. But yeah, guys, you know me. If you need help, reach out to somebody. I'm always here to talk to people. If you're feeling down and out, I'll say something stupid, or I will, you know, give that generic that you can just fan a few problems out to. I hope you're all doing great. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you love somebody. You experience love. You know, maybe you, if you need to, you go out and you get yourself a 100% silicone butt plug and you stay away from an MRI machine. But guys, shout out to the guys over at the Man Geek Out Show. Christian, Jill, Matt, love those guys. Keep up with them. Don't forget that by the time I get this edited out, you guys will not, it'll be too late to have add yourself to the old drawing for that. But hey, check it out. So somebody's going to get a prize pack from high above. And then, shout out to the homie Jade, shout out to the homie Colby, shout out to my homie Justin, all those guys helping out in just real life. And until next time, guys, I appreciate you, I thank you, keep your heads up, you remember, know your worth, be the kings that you are, or the queens that you are, and until next time, wadi-ho! Man, I'm gonna get hit with a copyright. You know, like just a voice of an angel over here. You wouldn't think I wasn't a recording artist.